This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the wheat markets for Thursday, November 9th. Well, we had a big day up in the wheat space yesterday on news that a Russian missile had hit a commercial ship headed for Ukraine ports. That ship was under the Liberian flag, was scheduled to load some iron ore and head for China. So this is the first time that Russia has actually targeted a ship. They've normally gone after the ports and the infrastructure and storage facilities. So obviously this is a problem for the shipments coming out of Ukraine. You know, the owners of these ships are not going to obviously want their ships moving in and out of those ports or those waters. And insurers are not going to be insuring these cargoes. So this is what we're afraid of, that we thought they would hit a water mine, but this is an actual missile. And I think this is probably going to slow down exports significantly coming out of Ukraine. Now, for some products like crops, they can move over land, but it's just way more time-consuming and far more expensive. So, again, that is supportive for not only the wheat space, but the corn space, and even the oil seeds to some degree. As far as Russia, they're still moving grain and being very aggressive in that market. So wheat was also supported by a slow planting pace in France. They got more rain over these last couple days. That's going to slow it down even more. They've had a very difficult planting season so far, and it's likely that we're going to see a drop in acres coming out of the biggest wheat producer of the European Union. In the Southern Hemisphere, the Rosario Grain Exchange out of Argentina lowered their wheat production estimates again, another 800,000 tons, taking it down to 13.5 million. USDA will come out with their estimate for that today, but their last estimate was at 16.5 million. So most likely USDA is going to ratchet down their production estimates. There is a supply-demand report out at 10 o'clock Mountain Time today. We do expect that USDA will take Argentine and probably Australian production down somewhat. And that's going to be, I think, supportive. But other than that, the trade's really not looking for major changes to the numbers in this particular report. Export sales will be out this morning, and that should help guide the market. But I don't think you'll see a whole lot of price action until we get the crop report behind us. Looking at the charts, wheat rallied to that last swing high from just a couple weeks ago and stalled out. That's going to become more notable resistance now that the market has failed there twice. The night session has this correcting a little bit. We're down about 8 cents on the front month December. On Chicago, KC is down 5. So it looks like the market is respecting that old swing high. And again, now you're going to have 2 swing highs at that price level. So it becomes more formidable resistance. Soybeans yesterday started out strong. We put in a new high for the move. The market continues to just ratchet its way higher, but it did not close well. So for 2 sessions in a row, markets put in a new high for the move and don't close well. In fact, yesterday was pretty much on the low of the day. So that's a red flag for the soy complex. The weather forecast in Brazil is that, like the 2-week out forecast, suggesting some more rains coming into those key dry areas. Hopefully that happens for them, but in the meantime, it's going to be 105 to 110 degrees across much of that main growing region, and it's going to be dry. So we're still looking at a stretch of hot and dry weather that's going to slow down plantings and make germination very difficult. If those rains don't come, if the weather patterns don't shift, then you're headed into early December in a very difficult situation. So, those longer range forecasts need to stay, keep holding that rain in. If it changes, obviously, then I think this market takes another leg up. So soybeans are kind of on the precipice of something big here. We've seen these kind of markets many times, but the weather patterns seem to be pretty stuck in the central and northern part of Brazil. The rest of South America looks good. Argentina's had great rains. There's more on the way, so they're in a much better position than they've been the last several years. That bodes well for them. So moving forward, you know, for wheat, with the market's ability to rally here and test that swing high, and again, failing, I think does establish kind of a top end of a trading range. The bottom side of that range, I think, is probably these lows that we've seen here over the last month and a half or so, at least in Chicago. KC and Minneapolis have just drifted lower. They're testing the low end of a previous minor range, in Kansas City anyway, Minneapolis, kind of carving out maybe a double bottom type of formation. You know, I think the wheat market is forming just a longer term basing pattern, much like corn has done. Corn looks like it's getting ready to break out of this trading range itself. It's a little wider range, but we're testing some key support levels. The market is holding. We're getting some nice bounces off of it. We don't get a lot of follow through, but we are getting bounces off of it. And I think the rest of harvest is going to be slow and tedious. It's not going to be a wave of selling in the market. So I don't see a whole lot of harvest pressure coming back into the market. And again, you know, all eyes are on Brazil. If you continue to push back soybean plantings because of this hot and dry weather pattern, that pushes back corn planting, and that becomes a very big deal for the corn market. So these are the things we're paying attention to, but first and foremost, we'll get this crop report behind us, and we'll go from there. Just a word, I will be out of the office for the rest of today. There will not be a podcast tomorrow, and I'll be out of the office tomorrow as well, but I'll be back on Monday. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.